Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. You've heard me talk about my dog Tucker a lot on this podcast, and it's hard to imagine our family now without the joy that this little field spaniel has brought to our daily lives. That's when we were approached about advertising Superfood Complete on the show, and I said, well, yes, of course. Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she is seeing more and more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America, just like my dog Tucker, are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regularly priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com. That's BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe today. Today on the Zabecast, I went to Collegeville, Pennsylvania over the weekend, way outside of Philly, and did nothing but sit at my sister-in-law's pool. It was glorious. I did run into Bruno Wingman, Harry Mays of SiriusXM. We talked golf, MLB, and the upcoming Anthem conundrum, and a whole lot more. All that today, plus a special 3-hour head start on a cool event. Your daily Kickstarter of Uncensored Me is locked and loaded, so buckle up and let's go.
Here we go.
Monday, June 22nd, 2020. Thank you for joining me and thank you for downloading. Well, let me be perfectly honest. I turned off Twitter, the news, everything starting Saturday morning. And it was great. I think I'd gotten fed up with several of the more hysterical follows of mine on Twitter, namely Karen Florio, namely Karen Rovell, even Paul Lucas of UniWatch, who I love what he does dearly. I love his passion for the aesthetics of sports. But all three of them, after the coronavirus positive tests from a number of places, seemingly all at once, boom, 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 Clemson, NHL, Major League Baseball, oh my, they all were like, I don't even know how we're going to play any sports in the fall. I don't know. And I'm like, here we go again. I was exhausted by it. I said, you know what? This is pissing me off. I could tell it, you know, you consume too much social media, it's terrible for you. Even if you have, say, 1,000 people that you follow, a certain small percentage is going to tweet more often than others. And even if what they're tweeting is right, if it upsets you, them being right, it's not good. You know, they're like, here's a point about something that's wrong in society. Okay? And I'm going to make that point over and over and over again. And here's an example. And here's an example. And here's an example. And you start, I got to thinking, it's like you're eating this all the time. And it aggravates you. So it was glorious to just put it away. And I literally had no idea of what I was going to come back to when I finally turned on the computer on Sunday night after getting home from Philly and mowing the grass and blah, 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 getting ready to go up to Wisconsin. I'm very excited for that. It's Wisconsin week. I'm off from the Team 980 this week, but I am on 97.3 The Game, and we are going to open up our Green Bay affiliate, WNFL. It is so glorious. I'm so excited. I'm going to play golf if my wrist will allow me, and it's right now not allowing me. It's completely jacked up. But that's the schedule for the week, and I didn't know what I was going to open up at about 9 o'clock on Sunday night. Like, is it a disaster? Has any league canceled their season? Have 50 more people tested positive? What's going on? And luckily, fortunately, I'm happy to say, when I turned it on the computer, I looked at the headlines, it was like, Nick Watney was tested positive. He's been put aside on the PGA Tour. It's okay. There'll be more. I mean, this is as good as it's going to get. Karen Florio, Karen Revelle, Karen everyone else. This is it. There's no vaccine coming for 18 months at the earliest, if that. This is as good as it's going to get. Deaths in America are down 90% from April. They were at a very low point. Weekends, of course, are very weak reporting dates, but still. Hospitalizations are flat and continuing to decline. This second spike, these surges, you look at the larger chart, the larger hump of the shape of the pandemic, you can barely see what many in the media have been hyping up the last week or so. But it seemingly is all quiet, which is great. In fact, good news for hashtag Team Reality, Canada, to allow hub cities to participate in the NHL's restart. Good job. NHL places no restrictions on coaches. Great. The NCAA earlier in the week approved a preseason plan for college football. Great. So there's a lot of good things in the mix. Yes, baseball players tested positive before they even reported, which means they got it where? Somewhere? By living? By being in the world? Yes. And that's going to keep on happening. You know, the Clemson story, 23 players. I think it was actually 13 positive tests and then 10 players who were being isolated as a precaution. Even if it was 23, who cares? Who cares? It doesn't matter. In fact, the alternate headline could be Clemson takes early lead in college football coronavirus immunity race. Somebody actually emailed me saying, I know it sounds crazy, but what if a coach decided to pump coronavirus into the vents in his locker room just to get it over with, just to get it done early, maybe even do it in the, you know, in August when training camp is there. Let them all get it. Let them all sit out for 14 days and then away they go. I said, that's crazy. I said, I understand the thinking, but it's still crazy. Like, you don't want to get this because it is a bit of a lottery. It is a roll of the dice. No matter what your age is, although the odds go way, way down, starting under 60. But you don't want to have to roll the dice if you don't have to. So I'm not on team, this is nothing, let's all get it, let's all go lick a giant pole that has coronavirus on it. No, I'd like to avoid it. I could be one of the unlucky ones. I get it. I could die. Quite possibly. I could be hospitalized. Quite possibly. I have to say this now in case it happens, because I don't want anyone going, oh, Mr. Yeah, then no big deal. No, didn't say that. I'm saying life has to go on. We got to find a way. We got to live with this thing for a decent long time. And yeah, it's going to percolate. And yeah, it's going to bubble up at times. And yeah, it's going to overlap with the influenza season. We got to live with it. There's no other choice. Do you know they're doing the ESPYs virtually this year? Yeah. It's like, here is the one thing in sports that is the most cheesy, ersatz, laughed at, not taken seriously event. ESPN's annual tribute to sports. An award show for sports. It's like the Oscars for...
You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
For sports. Yeah. Except in sports, we have winners and losers. We have playoffs and champions and parades and trophies. And so why do we need an award show? Look, I don't mind seeing the women in sports get all dressed up like it is their Academy Awards. They look fucking awesome. But the whole endeavor is a joke, really. And now because of the coronavirus pandemic, they're doing it virtually. And I just saw on ESPN's front page, Megan Rapinoe, Russell Wilson, Sue Bird call for unity versus racial injustice. And it was the three of them staring straight into the camera with their arms down at their sides, very somber faces, and black jackets, black pants, a t-shirt that had a very righteous slogan on it. I couldn't fully read it because they had jackets on. And I just sort of said to myself, how many times have we had these lectures made to us as a public, as a sports-loving public, over any number of things? I remember this after the Clippers owner, when they ousted Donald Sterling. And I remember this after the Eric Garner thing. And I'm just thinking, hey, man, I'm against all this shit, too. And I'll do what I can. What do you want me to do? Donate money? I mean, that's what a lot of people are saying now. Donate money here, donate money there. Well, I already donate money to good causes. And causes that I think are appropriate. It's just the constant haranguing that goes on. I don't know if these athletes ever step back and go, do you think they're sick of us? Staring into the camera, somber-faced, giving these lectures? This tut-tutting, is there any self-awareness of that? Because I'd say most of us, 99% of the world, we're on your side to begin with. You don't need to lecture us about this. But it almost feels like they can't resist. They can't help it. And of course, somebody says, this will be really good. I've got a good cameraman. I've got a good concept. We'll get you all there. We put you in black, somber face, and a t-shirt. Have we already done that on a few different things? Yeah, we've done it, but this is different. This one's more powerful. So, anyway, let me know if there's anything good to come out of the virtual ESPYs coming up. RBC Heritage, winner, Webb Simpson. Great guy, cannot stand him. He is the mega GGCSH. Great guys, can't stand him. Just like Zach Johnson. Webb Simpson has an ugly swing, is a big fat storky nerd, and is so nice and sweet and polite and has a perfect wife. It's like, I can't even hate on him. It's fucking good, though. Everyone went deep on Sunday. Abraham Anser finished one shot behind the rising superstar from Mexico, who is a hell of a player. Daniel Berger, second straight week, he has been dialed in, finished two shots off the lead in a tie for third. Sergio! What are you doing, Sergio? You still playing the PGA Tour, Sergio?
You know Sergio!
I do know Sergio. There's Sergio right there.
You know Sergio!
I do know Sergio. And then Brooks Koepka. Hey, bro. Yeah. Seventh. Sucks. Pretty unhappy. It's only $239,625. I'm probably going to give it back. Bryson DeChambeau, after a quick start, finished 70 and 66, tied for eighth. That, I'm telling you, is not a bad finish for him, given the fact that that golf course does not suit his game at all. The funniest part of the tournament, and I saw this, Bubba Watson wanted a ruling in a bunker. He had a fried egg lie, which is your ball is buried in its own pitch mark in the bunker, making it very difficult to control coming out of the bunker. So it's a very disadvantageous lie. And he noticed there was a tiny crab, a crab the size of a beetle, but he said it was a crab. And he asked for a rules official. And when the rules official finally arrived, he said, oh, it's okay. The crab flipped over and out of the way. I think it's dead. And the rules official, I don't know if it was Slugger White or who it was sort of like, so what do you want? Do you want to hit it? Go ahead and hit it. He's like, well, no, I didn't want to. Bubba said, I didn't want to hit it with a crab there because then people will get mad at me. He was saying this whole, I don't want to take a drop and have the whole world be mad at me. And I don't want to kill a tiny little crab that nobody can see but me and everybody get mad at me. Dude, stop it with this bullshit. You wanted to stretch the rules and to get a free drop out of the fried egg. And thankfully, the crab died or flipped out of the way. And the rules official is probably going to go, no, you don't get that. A bug or a crab or something else that, because he was trying to say, oh, it's burrowed under my ball. The fuck out of here. Tell you, these tour players, no shame. Okay, I think, I don't have my Grover handy, but I got this. Time for your Major League Baseball update. Do we have a deal to play baseball? Your answer is...
Hey, no, I got zero. I got no bid here. I got zero. I'm standing at zero. Anybody want to go higher than zero? I got zero right now. Okay, over there, no, zero. I got none. I got zilch. I got bupkis. I got zero. Nothing. Hey.
It's incredible. Whole weekend comes and goes. Nothing. Not even close. Nada. There's barely any headlines anymore. All right, let's talk to our friend Harry Mays. I brought him into the free hugs and candy van outside his club in Plymouth Meeting, Pennsylvania, for a little chat over the weekend.
All right, we are in the free hugs and candy van. The great Harry Mays is with us today on a glorious Saturday morning. Co-host to the Tony Bruno Show on Sirius XM, 3 to 6 on 211, the Dan Patrick Channel. Good morning, Mr. Mays. I'm interrupting your warm-up routine for your glorious Saturday golf round.
It's a beautiful day, Zabe, and I'll tell you what, I'm looking forward to playing golf today, but this, I am so glad I got to experience this. This rivals, the only thing that rivals this is what I imagine the Rolling Stones mobile studio back in the day. Where they recorded so many of their great albums.
You mean the tour bus?
Yeah.
Where they would bring all
no,
the...
No, no, no. They had a mobile studio.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, on the like Stones. A studio. Yes, and they lent it out to a lot of other bands' recorded albums using their mobile studio. And I can just... I mean, this is, you know, right up there with that.
That's all right.
This is awesome.
It's all right. It's nice. Is it cool enough in here for you? I got the AC running.
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right. So anyway, I was bragging about your club, the 1912 Club here. This is in what town again?
Plymouth Meeting, Pennsylvania.
Plymouth. Yes, yeah. The great Plymouth Meeting. And yeah. Nice course designed years and years ago by somebody nobody knows, but just an old school private club in the Philly suburbs with small greens, interesting mm-hmm. holes.
Yep.
Good membership, you know.
Fun group.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
exactly.
A very social group. A lot of drinkers. Good food here.
Wow, drinkers.
Yeah, a lot of drinkers.
Club.
Yeah, imagine that.
Imagine that indeed. All right, so we got a lot to talk about today. Let me start with this. How are you and Tony holding out? You launched your show in the middle of the pandemic.
Right, the first week of April. We've been on the air for 11 weeks now.
11 weeks
yeah.
of what I have said, Harry, and you've been in sports radio a long time. I tell people this has been the most brutal and difficult time to do what we do. In my entire career.
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, you've been at it longer than I have, but you remember how you used to dread July every year, right? You know, because baseball kind of is a daily thing,
right,
but it doesn't really give you a whole lot of content on a daily basis. And the month of July would seem to drag on for 3 months until football came back to camp.
Right.
And then you had February, that little down period
after
the Super Bowl,
yeah,
until the NCAA tournament or whatever. Those were like maybe 7 weeks out of a year.
Right.
Here we have 11, 12, 13, 14 straight weeks of nothing.
98 days and counting, almost 100, I think, on this Saturday of basically since sports shut down.
Yeah.
Some have spooled up just again, but we've got the baseball drama to talk about and other stuff. The thing about the way the dynamic is, so you're right, it feels like July, but it feels like Groundhog Day, July 15th, every day. When added to that, you know, in April and May and June, you should be enjoying the best part of the sports year. Golf is starting up.
Right.
You got baseball, NBA Finals, NHL Final, all that stuff. And so you're pissed because that's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
On top of that, there are things you have to be careful about because of the social unrest. And people also are on two sides about the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
So those you have to dance around carefully. And then on top of it, Harry, there's the uncertainty of, is anything going to get up and running again? How is it going to get up and running? Is it going to suck? Is football going to be affected? When you're in July for a normal sports radio year, yeah, it's slow, it's hot, it's boring, but you know football's coming, and you are so excited for
right.
it.
Right. There's so much to look forward to.
Right. We can't look forward to anything right now.
Right, and you're right about there's a lot of landmines right now.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
As far as that you gotta dodge. But that's the thing I think that affects me the most is the future and not knowing
yes.
if there's going to be football. College football, you and I love college football. I mean, to me, it's...
You do Temple pregames.
I used to.
Okay.
I don't do it anymore. But I just love sitting around on a Saturday afternoon and, you know,
yes.
with the multiple TVs, as you know, as you have too, and just watching multiple games and betting. And it's just, it's the greatest.
Or to come on a nice fall morning to a golf course like this and hear college football on the radio, hear it in the air, feel it in
yep.
the air.
Yeah, that fall feel, you know, that late September, early October. It's just the greatest. I don't know that we're going to have that. And I don't know. Even if we do have that, if there's no fans or limited fans in the stands, it's not going to be the same.
No, it's not.
I don't know if anything's going to be the same anymore. And that's
for
scary.
For the near term.
Yeah, I mean, for the
eventually,
near term.
Right?
Well, I hope. I hope. I don't know.
Here's my take. You know, so obviously Friday into Saturday
mm-hmm.
was a big pop, 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 pop of a lot of positive tests.
Right.
Clemson, 23 guys or 13 plus 10 exposed. The Phillies had to shut down their camp. They had a small outbreak. There's been a couple NHL players. Baseball on Saturday shut down all their camps for the moment, even though they don't have a plan yet to come back and play.
Right.
And there was a positive test on the PGA Tour.
Nick Watney.
Right. Yeah. I'm like, he still plays?
I didn't even know he was still on the tour.
Exactly. Didn't he win his one event up here in Philly at Aronimink when they had the event that was down?
I think you're right.
I think that was one of the ones he had. So here's my big question for the people that are saying, we can't play sports this fall. Okay. When?
Right.
What's your plan? Tell me a plan and give me a goal. Because if you don't have a goal like saying our goal should be to limit infections to under this and to develop a treatment that, or our goal is to wait for a vaccine, tell me how you're going to achieve that goal, because you could be looking at 3 years.
Right. There's no guarantee of a vaccine. There's
exactly.
so many viruses out there that we still don't have vaccines for.
Right.
But we live our daily lives.
Right.
You know, somehow we get around.
Right.
And
so
survive.
Those, right. So if you're in the crowd of, oh, my God, look at all these positive tests,
mm-hmm.
and we got to shut it down. There's no way we can play football in the fall. I just urge you to say, here's what my plan would be. Don't just throw your hands up and go, well, my plan is to save lives, you insensitive bastard.
Right.
That's not a plan. That's a wishful thought.
Right. You
that
selfish
is an emotion.
SOB. All you want is your sports back.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Fuck yeah,
yeah,
I do.
Yeah, exactly
yeah, selfish
right.
as fuck.
Yeah.
Got it.
You know, it's
livelihood.
It's a huge part of our economy. Forget about just what you and
yeah.
I do. I mean, think about the impact of no football. If there was no college football or pro football this fall and winter.
I think it's like
one-eighth
of our economy.
Devastating.
I'm not an economist, Harry, but I believe No, I know.
And all the ripple effects of all the things that it touches.
Sports bars, yeah. Restaurants, travel, you name it.
No question.
Well, my general belief is we stumbled into this pandemic. Mm-hmm. Agreed?
Yes.
Because we were not fucking ready.
No.
No PPE, the tests we didn't have, the CDC fucked up the test, we were late in getting it.
And the expert, Dr. Fauci, told us there was nothing to worry about in late January, right?
Exactly. He said, if you're young, go on a cruise, have fun.
Right.
He also said, oh, masks don't work, and now he's like, no, you got to wear a mask.
Right.
So we stumbled into it, we're stumbling through it, and we're going to stumble out of it.
Okay. I've stumbled out of many places.
Yes,
I'm used
exactly.
to that.
Exactly. Why do you think some in our business, Harry, tweet and talk and act as if they're on hashtag team virus?
Yeah, I don't get it.
Do you understand that dynamic?
I really don't. It's almost like there's a portion of people in the sports media business that almost don't want sports to come back.
Right.
That's the vibe I get from just watching how they react to said stories like yesterday.
Any bit of bad news, there's a giddiness in their tweet. There's a snarkiness in their tweet. There is a I told you so. Their tweet.
Yep.
And I think to myself, is it their way of flexing, I'm more sensitive, I'm more knowledgeable, I care more, I'm above the whole, hey, we got to get back and play, I'm a more of a humanitarian than you are.
Right, it's a virtue signaling type of thing.
Is it a virtue flex?
I think it is. I think it is. In other words, like, all you care about is sports. There's bigger things at play here. Like, this is bigger than sports.
Right.
And I know that, and you don't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The biggest thing, the biggest guy has been Karen Florio. Florio's off the rails.
I don't follow him.
Well, that's a
PFT.
Thing. Yes, yeah. And I think to myself, he built a hell of a business off a website that was like the Drudge of the NFL.
Right.
Just
it was an aggregator, basically. Right.
Right? Just big bold headlines with some added stuff. I give Florio credit for that.
Sure.
That was brilliant. He was a shitty, failed, miserable lawyer. By the way, his legal instincts, whenever he starts writing about legal opinions, I'm like, thank God he got out of law.
Right.
Because you're not very sharp. But I respect his business acumen of what he has built.
Sure.
Question. Is he not afraid of the economic impact of what no football would mean for him in the fall? And why doesn't he then kind of hedge himself a bit to go, I'm not going to root team virus. This is my life.
Right. Maybe he's so papered up it doesn't matter. It's sort of like the people.
He's so rich.
It's sort of like the people that want to, you know, get rid of the police. It's like they can afford security for themselves. They
right.
don't have to worry about it.
The panic room crowd that's all the way out in the far exurbs, right?
Right.
On 10 acres.
Yep.
Yeah, that's me. But I don't have a panic room.
You don't. And you don't have armed guards.
Exactly. Right.
Right.
Hopefully, I have an address that's unfindable. No. All right. Moving on. Bryson DeChambeau.
Huh.
I want your unified take on the current tour Frankenstein that is Bryson DeChambeau.
At first when he hit the tour, you know, with all his oddities, the uniform length clubs and, you know, the whole bit, I couldn't watch him. I can't watch him putt. He looks like he's so stiff. It
right.
just annoys me, right?
Right?
There's nothing natural or, you know, feel about him.
No.
Right, everything's mechanical. But the guy, it works for him.
Sure.
He's amazing.
Been posting top fives all year.
Yeah. And now he's just ripping the ball 340 yards, whatever it is. I'm starting to come around on him.
What about
I really am.
What about the slow play?
Well, that's annoying. He's not the only one, though. But
he's super
he
slow.
He really is, yeah.
When it comes to DeChambeau, if it weren't for the preening about the science, I could maybe get into him, maybe even with the slow play, because what do I care? I'm not in the group behind him.
Right, right.
And I don't have to watch him meticulously line up shit.
You can calculate everything.
Yeah. Just the way that he's like, I'm doing this scientifically, I'm like, okay, bro, slow down.
but it seems to be working.
Right. You know, when he first came on tour, they said, good player, obviously, having won the U.S. Amateur and collegiate events and everything else, but hits real low stingers that run, which won't play at all courses in all weather conditions, especially when it's wet. Well, look what he's done.
He has
changed his swing, and now he's eating like a maniac because he believes the extra weight, not just muscle, but weight Mm-hmm. That kind of weight, Harry.
Like us.
You and I know. Yes. He thinks that is giving him more oomph coming through the ball.
Incredible. Well, I'm I like that.
It's a hell of an experiment.
It really is.
But this week he's at, and by the way, do we know where he's at on Saturday morning? I'm not following the leaderboard. Well,
I think
enough.
He's in second place, a shot behind.
Okay.
Yeah.
So even at a place that doesn't let you let the
bomb
big dog,
and gouge. You right. can't bomb and gouge at Hilton no. Head.
Have right. you played there, by the way?
No, I have not. Tony it's Bruno has.
Nice.
Yes.
Or as he would say, beautiful.
Exactly.
By the way, Hilton Harbortown is the biggest joke of a tight course ever. And by joke, I mean it's a great course. But I stood on the first tee and I go, where's the hole? They're like, it's there. And I go, but those are two sets of eucalyptus trees that are this wide. Mm-hmm. And they go, well, yeah, maybe you hit an iron. I go, that's yeah. crazy. And it's 17 more holes of that, basically. It's yeah. beautiful, though. It's beautiful. Okay, moving right along. Philly. How has it been in Philly? I looked from afar, and there was a lot of action, as they say, in Philly with protests and some violence.
Yeah.
And I follow you, and I follow Tony on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And some statues coming down as well.
Yep. It's cancel culture all over the city of Philadelphia. You know, the statues, I don't really get it because I'm one that says, hey, it's part of our history, and part of our history is bad.
And it's not an endorsement.
Exactly. Right. It doesn't endorse how I feel now, today, in these modern times.
Right.
You know, the way they did a couple hundred years ago or what this person represented back then or whatever.
Right.
But people want to rip them down. You know, it doesn't really bother me, but I don't like it. Like, I'm not chanting.
Why do they,
the opposite.
Why do they take down Frank Rizzo's statue?
Well, there's some, I guess...
Former mayor.
Racial
okay.
issues when he was police commissioner and then okay. mayor. There's some history there.
Okay. Why'd the statue go up in the first place?
Good question. That's a good question. Why are we putting statues up? Really? Do we need statues? There are no statues here.
Have you ever done a statue segment on sports radio about who should or should not have... a statue?
No, we're not there yet.
We're not there
That's
yet?
That's probably next week.
If they cancel football, then we'll be on to that.
We'll definitely be there.
Because Nick Saban has one outside
the stadium.
Alabama Stadium.
Right.
And I say, well, he should. Like, my general feeling is, until you're dead, mm-hmm. you shouldn't have a statue.
Right.
In general.
Right.
He has one. He's still coaching there, but he's won 6 championships.
Exactly.
So, fuck
He's
you.
In rarefied air.
Right.
Same with Belichick if he had a statue.
Right, but and can you imagine how grumpy that statue would look?
With the cutoffs, the cutoff
exactly,
sleeves,
yeah.
be great.
Robert Griffin III has a statue at Baylor.
That's right.
And you're like,
what?
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, really.
Well, anyways, have things, you know, your studio for your show, which, by the way, you can watch it too, can't you?
Correct, on YouTube and on Twitch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you understand Twitch?
I don't. I understand YouTube, but not
so do
Twitch.
I need to start understanding Twitch because it's apparently where all the kids are.
Mm-hmm. Doing the gaming.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. How do you find it on Twitch? Just
Tony Bruno,
Tony Bruno Show.
Tony Bruno Show on okay. Twitch and right. on YouTube.
All right. So you guys are down there in Philly in mm-hmm. Tony's basement.
In the wine cellar.
The wine.
Yeah, it sounds better than basement.
Don't call it a basement.
It's the wine cellar. Yeah.
It's funny. I watched Tony fix up that house in Philly on his Twitter feed for mm-hmm. a couple years.
He did it himself, basically.
Yeah, with Miss Robin. He's like, all right, here's our project today. Mm-hmm. And now he's doing the show out of the basement. Which
he's really good at that. He could have been like a contractor.
Really?
Like, he's really good.
Okay.
Yeah.
And did he grow up in that house?
He grew up, I believe, in the house right down the street.
Okay.
Because his mother still has her house just like a half a block away.
And that's South Philly?
Yes.
That's authentic right there. That's where Tony Bruno's authentic Philly comes from.
No question.
Growing up in South Philly. Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Berks County.
Okay.
Like west of Reading, about an hour and 15 minutes.
So you're a Pennsylvania
here.
Kid,
yes.
But not Philly. But now you're Philly. And you went to Temple.
Correct.
How's Temple football going to be this year, if they play?
If they play, I think they'll be okay. I think they'll win probably 8 games and go to some crappy bowl that Tony doesn't want me to watch.
Do you like the fact that Temple was able to lift itself out of abject suckitude to be decent as
yes.
a program?
Oh, yeah.
You probably like that,
there's
right?
There's a tremendous sense of pride to go 8-9 wins in a season and 2 straight years winning 10 games. That doesn't happen.
What conference were you in that said, we're kicking Temple out because they're bringing the neighborhood down.
That was the Big East back in the day.
In football. They're yes. like, yeah, Temple, you're going to have to leave.
Correct.
Because you were two wins a year if right. you were hot.
It's like we were relegated, like English soccer, right. you know?
What do you think about baseball and the back and forth in regards to the money?
It's just nauseating, especially at this time with what a lot of people are going through.
Yeah.
Are
you on one side more than the other?
You know, if I weren't in this business and wanted 15, 20 minutes a day of content, maybe of the last night's baseball action, I couldn't care less if they ever come back. I've replaced
really?
Baseball.
You have?
You've canceled. Yeah. Well, I
baseball.
Canceled. I replaced it. I don't like that word, cancel. I've replaced it with the PGA Tour and just going out and playing golf on the weekends or, you know,
right.
Monday, Tuesday night, I'll watch Bosch.
Did
you know?
Bosch.
It's a great show.
What's Bosch?
On Amazon Prime.
What's
Police Detective. Really good.
Oh, we got to cancel that. It's police.
Well, I do.
All police show. You better enjoy it before it's gone.
I know.
That's interesting about you're not replacing baseball. So you didn't grow up like a big Philly fan?
I grew up a big baseball fan.
You did?
I did. And, you know, through the Phillies, you know, great years in 08, 09, 10, 11, and so forth, I was into it. But the analytics and Scott Boras ruined the hot stove season. We used to have fun in the off season talking about
guys going
here and there,
right.
and that's gone too.
Yeah,
he ruined that, and I think analytics is ruining the game.
It is.
What
I say this about baseball is that because of the data, computers, and the technology to track every hit, exit velocities,
mm-hmm.
launch angles, all this stuff. The game was never intended to be able to leverage that data to predict outcomes so accurately. And now you see the manifestations of it. The data says this asshole can't hit it to left.
Right. So
if he tried. So here's nine guys over here. And
yeah.
the game was never meant to be that way. So it's like technology and data and the nerds have hacked baseball. And by hacking it, they've ruined it.
I totally agree. Yeah.
So is there a way to fix baseball to unhack it? Can you mandate positional starting points, like circles where the players have to begin for every at-bat? Or is that just a Band-Aid on top of the problem?
Maybe that could work. I mean, it's something that would be a step in maybe the right direction.
Okay.
But this whole thing where it's either a strikeout or a home run also is just...
Yeah.
It's
the so-called three true outcomes?
Yeah.
Or how many? Strikeout, home run... Or walk, something like that. The nerds call it that.
No, is that what they do?
The three true outcomes. So this is interesting. You grew up a big baseball fan,
mm-hmm.
and you're now as good as done with it. I wonder if Rob Manfred or anyone from the owner's group were sitting right in that chair next to us,
mm-hmm.
and you said this, if I would look at him like this and go, well?
Yeah.
Like, you think he's lying? Like, these ties are being severed.
Mm-hmm.
Every day with the sport and those who used to love it.
Right. It's still fun, you know, maybe once or twice to go down to the ballpark during the season and, you know,
right.
have a couple hot dogs, some beers, and enjoy the day. But as far as the day-to-day, you know, following of the game,
right.
it's over for me right now. And I don't know if it's ever coming back.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a tough thing. So are you more players or more owners on this particular dispute? They're stuck on 10 fucking games.
Yeah.
70 versus 60.
Yeah, why not just make 66 games, a nice even number, between.
No, because then somebody would win. The owners would win. Or no, the players would win at 66.
Players would win, yeah, right.
65 is a true tie, but that's a weird number for a season.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said they should make the season 61 games because it'll have an asterisk, just like 61.
I like that.
All right, so you're not either side.
No.
back and forth, by the way. Because on the one hand, I'm like, you know what? The players are right. These owners are fucking them over. They didn't bid on Machado or Harper. They basically colluded to keep that market from blossoming up.
Mm-hmm.
Teams are tanking on purpose. 7, 8, 9 teams a year
mm-hmm.
are just tanking, saying we want the young, cheap players we got arbitration control over for as far as the eye can see. And then I'm like, yeah, but the players are fucking unreasonable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who hasn't lost money in this pandemic?
Right. The owners should lose money, too.
Right. But,
which they will.
But the players should be like, hey, guess what? I'm doing more now with less since Solly unfortunately got laid off. My longtime producer, you know.
Now he's
Solly.
in the political realm, running for office.
Yeah, but I lose my longtime producer of 20 years due to layoffs, and I'm doing more with less, no content, and taking a pay cut for a chunk of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, baseball players, what do you think? You're fucking immune from this?
I know.
Step in the chair, take your haircut.
That's like Blake Snell.
Yeah.
Remember?
About
that comment. I mean, seriously.
And he's like, my risk is through the roof.
Yeah.
Like, shut up.
These are the healthiest people on the planet.
Exactly.
You know, that's why I just throw up my hands when people are like, oh, my God, there's an outbreak. I'm like, yeah, this is a 25-year-old healthy people. They're going to be fine.
Yeah. And then one last landmine to step around before we let you go play golf. The NFL anthem is going to be interesting because so many teams and so many coaches, they're all going to be in, mm-hmm. assuming it's played. The season is played. And I'm wondering, what if a player says, look, I respect anyone's right to kneel, but I stand for the anthem. Will that player be vilified?
That is the thing that I fear, because I don't know that everybody's not on board with anything. Okay,
right.
So there's going to be some outliers. And that could tear apart locker rooms. Very quickly. I'm okay with the kneeling. Go ahead, you know, do whatever we have that right. So go ahead and do it. And if my teammates, if I was on a team and my teammates were going to kneel, I'd kneel with them. But there could be some outliers, and that could fracture locker rooms. And, you know, I don't look forward to having to talk about stuff like that.
Exactly.
In
Me
October,
neither.
November, whatever
right,
it is.
Because that will be dicey.
Yes.
God help the first NFL player who stands up and says, I totally respect people kneeling, but I'm going to stand.
I mean, look at Drew Brees. Look what he went through.
As soon as he said what he said, I did a facepalm. I go, bro.
I know.
You walked right into a hornet's nest.
Yep.
It's like, I thought you were smart. I thought Drew Brees was smart. I'm starting to think he's not as smart as I thought he was.
I agree. Yeah.
All right. So what are you going to shoot today, do you think?
No, probably. I hope I shoot in the 80s today.
In the 80s?
Yeah, mid-80s.
That'd be a good number for you.
Yeah, that'd be a good
here.
Number for me. Today.
Light breezes, perfect conditions, beautiful. I'd love to play with you, but my wrist is not right.
I know.
You invited me not only Friday, but Saturday, and I apologize. Couldn't take advantage of it.
Yeah, we'll have to get you out with Tony, because Tony's now begging me to come play.
Dude, I'd love to play with the Godfather.
You know
I love the Godfather. I revere the Godfather, but he's a mysterious man.
He's got like 30 clubs in his bag.
Does he really?
Oh, he's got like 6 drivers. It's unbelievable.
How is your Achilles? Was it your Achilles blew out here?
I blew out my ankle.
Oh, your ankle. Slipping on acorns.
Correct.
In the fall.
Yeah. Broke 2 bones, tore 2 ligaments. I got a plate about this long over here, and then I've got 6 pins in this side.
Wow.
Yeah.
But it's all better?
All better.
How's your 40 time?
It's very slow.
How's your
vertical? I don't really run anymore.
Are you back to your normal numbers?
No.
All right.
No.
Harry, thanks for coming in the free hugs and candy van. And I'm gonna go watch you tee off and heckle you.
It's
and then I'm leaving.
10-10 is the tee off.
Okay, very good.
All right.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
You got it. Thank you.
All right. Let's end on this. I am pumped to announce the first annual 97.3 The Game Caddy Day Tournament at Washington County Golf Course in Hartford, Wisconsin. It's the replacement for the Bloody Horns, which met an unfortunate death due to the bankruptcy of the Bull Golf Course. Here you go. This tournament is just going to be my annual tribute band tribute to the greatest golf movie ever made, Caddyshack. This is from the Caddyshack soundtrack. It's actually the track called Make the Move by Kenny Loggins. They blended this into the I'm All Right, which was, of course, the theme song for it, but this was the prelude music that started the movie. So here's the deal. I did the Bloody Horns for years, 8 years, and it was a great, fun thing that really was only suited for the golf course we played it on, the Bull at Pinehurst Farms. It's a spectacular Jack Nicklaus layout that was as hard as you could imagine it. We played it from the back tees, and it was good fun. And we played it as that concept. We said, if you're a good golfer, twosome, you know, see who can go lowest as a two-man scramble, very hard, back tees, hardest pins. And a lot of guys played and they sucked and they said, I don't care, I just want to come out and play in your tournament, Zabe. And I'm like, all right, cool. Well, because the Bull went into bankruptcy this past year and it just got bought on like the third try, it's not currently open. So we thought about, do we do the same tournament and call it the Bloody Horns somewhere else? You know, set up another course really hard and call it the Bloody Horns. And I'm like, it just doesn't feel right. So I said, you know what? Let's go the opposite direction. Let's make this a fun scramble where if you don't play golf, but maybe once a year, if you totally suck, come on, come on. If you just love the game, even though you don't play it very well, come on. And we're gonna Caddyshack it up. I figured this is my tribute band to Caddyshack, this tournament. So it is a four-man event, and you can enter. It's Thursday, July 30th, 10 a.m. We'll do a live broadcast of the show from the golf course, and there'll be pretty much the entire station out there all day. I'm hoping they all get to play in the tournament. I mean, I'm not the boss, but hopefully they'll give them, Tim will give them the day off or something. And I hope you join us out there. It's going to be a great time. We don't have a huge field. We kept it limited for reasons like, you know, first time for a new concept, whether it's Zabe Vegas or anything else. It's like, start low, sell out, and then build success from there. Don't say, I want 500 people the first time out. So it is going to be an event that I think sells out pretty quickly because we've got about 100 spots for people, and that's about 25 foursomes. So $125 a man, you get a round, you get food, you get two drink tickets, you're going to get a swag bag, I'm going to get some cool stuff. Don't know what yet, but I'm going to get it going. Here's how you sign up. Go to thegamemke.com and check out the front page there. It should have a link. Also, I've got a special website called Caddy Day, www.caddyday.com. CADDIE-day.com. I kind of wish I had done caddy with a Y-day because I looked up afterwards. There's two ways caddy is spelled, golf caddy. The proper way was caddy with an IE, and I went with that. But then I realized as I looked at the Caddyshack stuff, they spelled it caddy with a Y every single place and instance it was. So there you go. First annual 97.3 The Game Caddy Day Tournament. It won't be announced until 7:15 a.m. on my show Monday. So by downloading this early and listening to it now, you get a jump start on everybody else. Go to caddy-day.com, CADDIE-day.com, and you'll hear a lot more about it as we get all the things dialed in and put together for the tournament. So we look forward to having everybody out there for a great day of golf, drinking, grabassery, general guy fun, and of course everybody from the radio station that I know and love, including Dario, who nobody loves, but we like him enough, I guess. We'll be out there as well. All the zoo animals, as I like to say, out there at the tournament. So come on, come one, come all. It'll be Thursday, July 30th, and we'll see you out there at Washington County Golf Course, which is an outstanding golf course, especially for a municipal course. It hides in plain clothes. Plain signage outside. The name is plain, Washington County Golf Course. It is a great public course, and we're going to have a lot of fun that day. Okay, there it is. That's the show for today. Thank you very much for downloading, everybody. Tell a couple of friends. There we go. Why my music machine is so sluggish today. But anyway, so there you go. Thank you for downloading. Tell a couple friends. I'll be doing podcasts from Milwaukee this week. I will not be doing the afternoon show for WTEM. And I'm going to be playing some golf up there if my wrist permits. And be a nice semi-vacation for me. So Wisconsin, here I come. I got my full respirator for the airplane so people can look at me like a complete weirdo. Thanks for listening. Have a great Monday, and we will see you next time.